Minority students are far less likely to be recognized and included in gifted and talented programs across the country. But in Oklahoma, Native American students are recognized in the same numbers as white students. State Impact's Robbie Korth visits a program in Tahlequah to ask why getting into gifted and talented classes is so important.
Do any of you ever get bored in normal class?
Yes.
Definitely.
Why?
It's mostly hearing about the same stuff that we're already learning about and that we already know.
Charlie Stone, a fifth grader at Cherokee Elementary School, isn't in normal class today. He's in RISE, a gifted and talented program, and it requires far more critical thinking. Here, homework isn't about filling out a worksheet. It's about thinking bigger and prepping for a world that's rapidly changing. Libby Osborne is the program coordinator.
We've got to make sure that they are prepared, that they have those real-world skills, but also that creativity and that innovation thinking.
For example, on this day, students are observing an octopus. They aren't told to look for specific things, and there are few rules in this assignment. This forces them to use higher levels of thinking and creativity, and that kind of engagement is incredibly important for student retention and graduation rates. Robin Glinsman is the Director of Gifted and Talented Programs for the Oklahoma State Department of Education.
If they are not properly challenged in our lower grades, then by the time they get to high school, the first thing they want to do when they are challenged is drop out.
More than 90,000 students are recognized as gifted and talented in Oklahoma. These children are the top 3% of students, and they require extra stimulation to be successful in schools. Across the country, millions of these children go unrecognized. According to a Purdue University report, most of them are minorities. Oklahoma is one of the few states where a vast majority of students are screened for giftedness, but still, some slip through the cracks. It's up to teachers to find these students.
But you have to embody and understand and care about the kids you work with and be open to their strengths and their talents rather than put your own lens on it.
That's the Purdue Studies author Marcia Gentry. She estimates half of Native students across the country aren't identified for gifted programming, but not here. It's unclear why Oklahoma is so successful as other states struggle, but Gentry says it's likely because of a critical mass of individual teachers who can recognize these gifted students.
It's more than just being open. It's really saying, you know, what are these students good at, and then how can I play on that and help them become better?
Oklahoma Superintendent of Public Instruction Joy Hoffmeister says finding more gifted minority students is a pillar of her strategic plan to improve education.
This is something that's a priority of the state, and we need to make sure that our schools are aware of how to identify students. It's not just based on a test score.
The state continues to lag behind on identifying black gifted students, though. But thanks to a 5-year grant worth $2.3 million, Oklahoma is studying what it's doing right with Native students. Teachers are then creating lesson plans that anyone can use.
What we're already learning in those schools where we are working closely with them is lessons that we can scale all across the state, and that is the goal.
Though many of the teachers in Tahlequah are white, there's a culture that recognizes what giftedness is in a school district that is more than half Native. Coordinator Libby Osborne says their success is simply being part of the community around them.
This is the capital of the Cherokee Nation, and, you know, we're just immersed in it, whether we're Native or not.
Osborne, who is white, says quality time in the classroom is important no matter a person's race.
Good gifted teaching is good teaching for all students.
The lessons from Tahlequah are simple. Teachers need to work on recognizing talents in students rather than faults. And in Oklahoma, there's already starting to be some success. With the grant funding in recent years, the proportion of Latino students in gifted programming has crept up, while Native numbers have stayed strong. And those small victories can provide a blueprint for the rest of the country. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.